I don't think it's necessarily going to get rid of artists, but it's another one of those things where it's like, what was that? I didn't, you broke up, so I may have said something over.
Okay. I was saying I think that the level of painting and like that's going to increase the value of like hand painted
You
objects.
think so?
'Cause it's like people can create art with technology, which, you know, digital art is art, but I think that there's something, I don't think that it's going to take away from the hand
You think
painted
it'll
art.
increase the value of handmade art?
Yeah. 'Cause it's going to be more, it's not going to be as, it'll be more like rare in a sense, you know, like you say, oh, you
Well,
paint, like think
the
about 30
rare
years
is
from
the right
now.
word because, like, if you do you use Artsy?
I
Artsy is
haven't.
an app that allows you to look at like different artists' work as they get represented by galleries, or if they're just doing it themselves, they self-represented on Artsy, they'll put their art up, put their price, the dimensions, the medium
Yeah,
or
okay.
whatever. And one of those things is rarity. Rarity is like, you can be like rare, like fucking rare, like, 'cause it's one of a kind, you know what I mean? Or rarity is like limited edition or open edition, you know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
I mean, as far as AI goes, I don't know. I would say it's the same as like open edition, but it's different though, because the whole concept of AI is that it after a while, it's not necessarily asking your permission to make these images. Like, you're just giving it prompts and it's just taking that shit and running with
Right.
it in like several different directions and be like, here, you pick. It's almost like hiring a freelance artist for cheap.
Yeah, 'cause it really does just do like it can go completely random, and I think that you can, you know, you still like it's not going to be exactly how you want it as a creator, you know, it's not going to ever be exactly how you want it until you
It's
make it
one of those
yourself.
things like did y'all watch Industrial Light and Magic on Disney Plus?
Probably saw one
Uh-uh.
episode.
Josh,
I think I saw one or two episodes.
man, you the main one out of us three that need to watch from start to finish. Watch that joint, is very dope, and it dives into like the progression of ILM from doing handmade and puppets and stop motion to like when Jurassic Park came out, when them two young dudes came in and was making dinosaurs run on computers and making them run next to trucks, them puppeteers got scared. Like those claymation folk, they were like, oh
Interesting. I
fuck.
think I saw the
Like,
making of Jurassic Park and it
and
had those guys. That's probably that was on
they
Netflix or
started
something.
taking that shit down. They started taking down the studio. We don't need no big ass studio to do no animatronics and stop motion and shit if we could do all this shit on a computer. We could do one big animatronic head for close-ups, but the rest of that shit is damn CG. It ain't no stop motion, jerky. It immediately
Yeah,
changed
it
the
did.
game,
Yeah.
and that's kind of what
Yeah.
AI is sort of
That.
doing. But the thing about AI is, it's either so fucked up that it's obviously AI, like only a computer could come up with something this fucked up, or it's way too fucking perfect.
Yeah, I see that.
And so that's usually the thing.
That's a
Like,
actually that's a good point
there's
'cause it's
no
like
human in between. Humans exist
right
in the in
and you think
between.
of
We're not perfect, but we're not
and I think
always
about
fucked up either.
and
I think that's what I like about what J Dilla did to
What you
music
mean?
like the the intentional imperfection of the
I love unquantized
this shit right here. Yeah, like
he purposely this cheap ass, look how cheap this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In comparison to other equipment. I wouldn't like go throw this against the wall, but it's the machine that he used to do a lot of the donuts, because it's just loop. All you do is loop on it. And that's all a donut is, a loop. But it's like, you cannot get a perfect nothing out of this. And that's what makes it sound cool. You know?
Right. It keeps the humanized of, in the but it's electronic.
It's like Gensu Dean with that.
The difference between
the SP-1200. The same machine that RZA was lusting over in season one of what he did. The problem, the whole problem is done on that machine. And it's so imperfect, but it's so dope because it's imperfect.
Yeah. And I think that is what separates humanity
AI.
From AI.
And the fingers. Always look at the fingers. Y'all be fucking
that's
them fingers.
One of the things you know.
Oh, they do?
AI messes.
I gotta pay attention to that.
Man, AI can't ever get fingers and hands.
Listen, right. I don't know what fingers
they
look
don't
like.
Know fingers.
Feet, like toes, fingers. They get confused.
What
don't
is
know what to do with
what
it.
Is those
they're
things?
Like, what is this?
What are those things at the end of your arms?
What is those things?
Oh,
what do you use
those
for?
Those things, man.
And what are we talking about this time?
Don't put fingers in
Don't
your
put
nose.
Fingers. Do
Don't
not put,
put
them in there.
Do not put them there.
We talking about guest house? Is it guest house or the guest house?
Yeah, the guest house. I was just refreshing my mind.
The guest house.
On this, okay. I was just exposing my brain again. This movie.
Good, because you told us about this movie, and I watched the long one.
Oh, you did.
I watched the guest house. There's another the guest house.
I watched the wrong one. It was the house guest. Wait, the guest house.
I watched the house guest too. So yeah, this was another movie called. Which is similar.
I don't know. You can say anything and it's a movie. I think the word say anything is a movie for real.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But there is similarities in the 2011 The Guest House. This is the 2016.
Yeah, Marcus randomly found
this. Wait. So is this a reboot?
No, it's just the same name. That's all it is.
It's not like a retail.
No, it's just a common name, I guess.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's introduce ourselves real quick.
For those
who doesn't
know who we are.
I just followed
this. Who's also the one person who listens. I don't know who these three guys are.
The one person that keeps listening.
I don't know who these guys are. I wish they introduced themselves. Anyway, anyway, I'm Josh.
Sorry.
I'm Josh, aka Prop Josh. And there's Jason.
Wow. Hey.
And there's Marcus.
Smiling. Oh, man.
All right.
What's up?
Oh, so that's what their names are. I was wondering.
He listens to every episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Always misses that.
He tunes in like 10 minutes late.
Oh, like
I don't know, just skips ahead.
Like,
no, he plays it. He plays
fast
it on
forward 10 minutes.
He plays it on his MP3 player. And then every time he started up, oops, he has to go like check the oven or something like inconvenient. Every time we get to that part.
Oh goodness.
Yep. So hopefully we heard it this time.
Right.
Who we are.
So Mark, how'd you find this movie?
But he don't know what we're talking about. He missed that part.
What are they talking about?
Oh, man.
What's the name? Oh, man. Well, you'll see the name. You'll see the name of the episode.
Hopefully. The name of the episode. So is this a bad movie review?
See, this is like kind of like a blurred line between
a Tubi movie.
A Tubi movie and a bad movie review.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
Which is our first. That was our first set of it's reviews.
Like a bad Tubi review.
Tubi movies that were on Ooga Tubi Booga that were bad. They just did
that.
Right.
That was Ooga Booga. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately,
Ooga Booga blurred that line.
Sleepaway Camp.
Didn't we see Sleepaway Camp? No, was that Peacock?
That may have been Peacock. And plus, that movie existed way before Tubi. But like Ooga Booga, you can only find.
This movie did too.
Ooga Booga, you can only find on Tubi. Sleepaway Camp, you can find in a lot of places. That's why I would consider that one more of a Tubi than the.
Yeah. When did Tubi
like 5 years ago. It's been a while for a minute.
Tubi is just the king of the sex
movies. April 1st.
How ironic.
You said king of sex. But yeah, April 1st, 2014 is when it launched.
Oh, wow. 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. We almost at the 10th anniversary of Tubi. We got to do like the best and worst of Tubi.
Anniversary. Nice.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Okay. So this movie is a movie.
It's not a Tubi movie. It's just an independent movie that's on Tubi.
Right, right.
That had to have come out.
Scrappy Dog Productions.
Yeah, the guest house.
I mean, it's good that we have Tubi because we can find random movies that you can't find anywhere else. Because otherwise, me and Marcus would walk around Blockbuster back in the day. And that's how we found movies.
Oh, yes.
that's how we found random movies back then. Like,
but it was something to that, too, this movie? You see the cover, you know what I'm saying? You can read, like, back. How did I find this movie?
Yeah.
I think the algorithm actually got it right. it was in my you may also like section, something like that.
Oh,
and then so I was like, okay, so AI is good for something, I guess. but yeah, they were this popped up, and I'm like, wait a minute, the guest house, that like a black dude, what's going on here? And so I just watched it.
Yeah, the cover is. It says it's based on.
That's a trip.
Yeah, that's what got me. Like at the beginning, because they don't really say that on the description or the cover.
So it's just the image of a black guy looking
some blinds at
looking
you.
Through the some blinds at you.
Yeah,
I mean, in all fairness, Marcus found the movie The Voyeurs. I would have never found that movie.
I'd be finding some weird movies, but you did suggest a pretty good one that I started though, but it's not related to this. But
Poor Things?
Yeah, I started it. It's a long movie, but
separate episode for that one.
yeah, separate episode.
All right, so we meet this guy named Jake.
We were all about to say it just starts with this guy. That's the only way you can describe him. I wouldn't be surprised if his name in the credits was this guy.
Oh my good. That's literally the first thing I texted Marks. Yeah, that's the first thing I texted
this guy.
I said this guy. That's all I said after I first started.
The whole first 10 minutes of this movie is establishing how much of an asshole this guy is.
Yeah. Which I applaud the movie for that.
Insensitive.
I applaud the movie for that. Like that, they did a good job, like letting us know. Like the first scene, you're introduced to him, and you know how this guy is already after 5 minutes.
He's a cunning salesman. He's a he's a bigot.
He's sexist
every way that you can be.
He's racist. He's homophobic. He's
homophobic.
Right. He's disrespectful.
He's disrespectful to
people with the special needs.
That's a word for that. But yeah, he's that.
Yeah, he's everything. Everything bad.
I just picked that up today. I was like, well, I saw it the first time, but I was like working.
Oh, I picked it up immediately.
Saw it tonight, I'm like, wait a minute.
I picked that up immediately. That was the first thing.
That was how they introduced, like he's talking about, there's a, he has
because he misplaced, because he misplaced the word, he mis, yeah, he missays the word autistic. He said artistic.
That's right.
And then,
that's
and then
right,
his friend
right,
is like, right, don't you mean right. autistic?
He talks about a gay gene.
Oh, yeah, because he was afraid his daughter was hanging out with a girl or something like that and wanted to be gay and stuff.
And the gay gene was going to get on her or whatever. Yeah.
Everything that this straight white man says in 2016.
I got something to say. I got something to say real quick. I really like this guy. He was a really good, really great, real true American.
You sound like a southern black man at first. So, is this a new character?
Oh, goodness.
No, Billy Bob loves this guy, apparently.
Yeah.
So he gets kicked out of the house because...
Starts out with him getting kicked out of.
Yeah, they jump right into
are
it.
Are they married?
They're not
or
married.
Is that like it's...
They're not married. They just got a.
They have a long term relationship with a 14 year old daughter.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets kicked out
because she checked his phone or something like that, and he had different girls on his phone or something like that. The classic thing. But then he was fighting her.
Clearly cheating.
Yeah. But I think she started attacking him and I guess he hit her back because they said they put a restraining order on him. So I was like, when? Then when he's talking to his daughter later on, she says something like, Dad, you hit mom and stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he's telling his friend Shank about all this, but he's omitting that he hit his lady. So I'm getting, so he's an abuser as well, that kind of thing. And he's a bully. He's everything you can name wrong with the, everything. Like, there's nothing right about this guy.
None. You said pause, what you want, Mark?
I just wanted to talk about this scene here with how much of an asshole his boss and his boss's boss are.
I guess he's in the right company. Mm.
He's a golfer/golf salesman.
Golf clubs.
He sells like golf stuff at a country club, but he also is a golfer.
Oh, because I was wondering where he was. Yeah, honestly, I thought he was
like a professional golfer.
I thought he was like a used car salesman the whole time. Honestly,
he has the energy of a used car salesman.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He's like a used golf club. Probably worse.
That's the perfect. That is exactly what he is. That is what he is. A used golf club salesman driving an old beat up.
Right.
Of course he drives a Raper van.
Yeah, he drives a big. But in case you don't know what a Raper van is, children. The big black van with windows. Raper van.
That's the one thing he's not. He's not a raper.
So he looks like a complete pedophile, but he's not.
Right. That's the one thing he's not.
He's not a pedophile.
He got the pedophile haircut and everything. He got the clean shaven face.
But honestly, I mean, he tries to be a good father to his daughter, though. That's one thing good he can say.
With quotes.
He tries to be a decent father.
Considering how much of an asshole he is.
No, Jason, let me rephrase that for you. He tries to be a father. There's no good or decent.
Oh, man.
He's trying to be a father, not good. Or...
In the basic sense of the word.
As basic as you can get. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's fair. So eventually he ends up.
Where they at? What town are they at? They in LA?
Yes. They're in LA.
They somewhere.
Yeah. They're in California.
Okay.
You recognize?
Yeah. Well, I recognize what they were talking about different areas. I was like, oh, yeah. And plus, he's a big Lakers fan. So yeah, they're in LA or outside of LA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's one thing you will not.
Definitely this movie is 2016. He talks about Kobe a lot.
He literally wears a Kobe Bryant
t-shirt in one of these scenes. Yep.
So he just gets he ends up finding the house on.
I don't know.
Or something.
Like, I don't know how he does it.
But like, because I know this is LA. Because he meets this guy named Max, this big old black dude named Max. And like, Max has this big old house and he's letting him rent rent that rent the guest house, which is a thing in LA for people to do.
Oh yeah,
you know, like for real, people rent out their different
people all up and down the West Coast.
Yeah, because you know LA's fucking expensive. I should know. I live out here.
I had friends who were staying. They wasn't in LA, but they was out in the Bay.
Oh, Bay's worse.
That's how, where they were living. Yeah, they were living in, it was somebody's like guest house, like they had converted the guest house or whatever. So you'll see a lot of that.
Quick little story. When I first moved out to California, I was trying to find a place for a whole family. So it was me and the whole family type thing. And I was talking to this guy that I worked with, and he was like, yeah, man, I got a place so you can rent out. And I was always affordable. And he shows me the place. It's a room. It's a room out of somebody's apartment. And I was like, nah, man, I can't live here.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're not living in one room. Right. No, I can't do that.
Yeah, that's a lot. But that'd be about.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, all that money a month. Like, oh, man, I learned the difference between Mississippi rent and California rent immediately.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. He moves in with Max and, you know, he's trying to figure out how to get in the house, and he lets him in with you know.
Yeah, because he's like, he don't got references, and, he don't got a credit check, none of that stuff. Jake's like, he's just like, you know, of course Jake don't got a good credit or whatever, but he has a job, so I guess that's all that matters, especially if you're renting out of somebody's house or whatever.
So yeah, I mean, was he just paying everything in cash? Like, how's he living?
I guess so.
Yeah, he said something about a cashier's check, though.
I mean, he gets paid in cash. And,
I don't think that's the case.
His girlfriend obviously is well off, and he's mooching off.
Yeah, but he does have a job.
It makes the most sense. But, I mean, she can obviously afford the place without him.
Right, because she threatened to kick LA.
Yeah, she can afford to kick him out. Yeah.
So, yeah, we never know what she does. But they begin to hang out.
Yeah, it's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he's ready. Right, he is ready.
He is ready. So he is ready to watch the game. He's like, I am ready. I've moved into my house, and I'm ready to watch the Kobe Bryant game. And yeah, that's when him and Max become best friends.
Man, yo, how quickly they hit it off. Because Max is like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, man, my TV fucked up, man. I'm just really trying to watch Kobe, man, trying to watch the Kobe. And then it's like, all right, man, I'm watching the game here. It's like, oh, can I watch the Kobe with you? And it's like, yeah, man. Like, he didn't even ask. He was just like, look.
Oh, no, yeah, he was asking about bars. Yeah, he was like, is there a bar I can go to or whatever? And, and Max was like, you know what? Go ahead. You can watch it with me, man. Just come on in.
Man, come on, watch it. Come on in.
Because Jake is being respectful. He is being respectful. Right. The only time.
He's not trying to crowd the dude's space. He's not asking him to come in, not asking to borrow a couple of shows.
Right. He was just asking about the cable and stuff.
And his place is.
That piece back there, my parents had that piece back there. The one straight back there. This house, you could tell somebody actually lives in it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's somebody's actual. You know, like the other more recent Tubi movie, you could tell it's an Airbnb. Like, don't nobody actually live there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To me, for some reason, this feels like either somebody lives here for real or somebody really did up their Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. It's possible either way. So.
But these fools.
But it's like a montage of him
being best friends.
Yeah, as they get to know each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you get to know the dog. And, what's the dog name?
I don't remember.
The dog is important.
Yes, yes. The dog. Yeah.
There's a dog. He is important.
Oh, and they share about each other's lives because Max mentions that. Max mentioned that he had an ex named Stacy, and he's not with Stacy anymore. That's all Max says.
They do
they
so much.
They play basketball
fun stuff
together.
So
they grill.
They playing basketball. And the music that was playing was hilarious.
He grilled some ribeye.
Right. When they were watching the game,
they played basketball together. Find out that he used to play basketball. You know?
I was like, oh, that's why he's so
tall. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, he played ball.
Yeah. He's a professional ball player.
Because Max is like 6'6", man. That dude's huge.
Listen to this music.
Ben, how do you afford all this?
Made a lot of money in real estate.
I gotta tell you, man.
Y'all hanging out in the jacuzzi, smoking cigars, drinking whiskey.
Drinking beers.
A couple guys is hanging out.
Howling. That's on the movie, man's man. Thing.
And then he was laughing, and then the music just keeps going. And now they're at the bar, yeah, and it's like some young girl out. Like hitting on
that's not the girl hitting on him. That's his daughter. Oh, that's Jake's daughter.
It's some hot chick you're about to smash together.
Jake's 14-year-old daughter. Oh man!
Oh man!
So check out girls.
Then they all checking this girl out. Yeah. That part, I laughed out loud when they were checking out that girl. Together.
Then Jake, this part tripped me up because Jake brings a girl home.
Jake actually,
got and laid. I was like, my first thought was like, man, that girl's too hot. How'd he get this girl? But then she's walking out the door and she's like, give me my money. He gives her money. That's I was so like, funny. Oh, that makes sense.
The money is so funny.
So it's like, how did he get that fine girl?
Oh, yep, she's a hooker.
He paid for her. Yep. He bought her.
Then they all just sleep by the pool. Just couple guys, best friends.
Yeah.
Fast best friends.
And I mean, the thing about Jake is, like, we don't forget that he's a jerk. Then that's the thing that's been established. And so, you know, he's kind of really mooching off of the space and time. So he's taking advantage as much as he can. So, like, even in this space, he's like, yeah, I got back rent, but, you know, I'm good for it, you know? And I'm like, and then they got to pay up for the Super Bowl party. He's like, hey, can you cover me? You know, and Max does. Like, he just pays him. He's like, hey, here's $100 extra. And, you know, he's just like, Max is a very generous person. Like, he hasn't evicted him. He's like, he got back rent.
Right, he hasn't bothered him about it.
And he gives his daughter an iPhone.
Yeah, Max gives Jake's daughter an iPhone randomly.
iPhone.
Jake did get a little upset about that.
So, I mean, this is where I thought that Max was... That we're gonna go to the pedophilia.
I didn't think so.
Yes,
I didn't think.
I thought that's where this was going.
I seriously thought the same thing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, was he's going gonna be a pedophile, and
because he didn't know, you know, he just bringing his daughter into everything, and you know, you ain't know really Max, but he's like, when he gave her the iPhone, I'm like, okay, that's
like you could track people with that bitch.
Yeah, and you could, you know. FaceTime her and do all that. Well, I don't. Can you do that? 2006.
Whatever. Yeah, it's not that long ago.
I mean, it was almost 10 years ago. It feels so old watching this movie.
2016. This movie was shot in 2015. It feels like 96.
It does. So yeah, but there is a turning point. Yeah, this is all in the first.
Yeah, minutes. This movie doesn't waste time.
We're still in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Still first act. Oh,
but they established a lot.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah,
yeah. It did.
So this guy walks up to Jake. So they're at the bar, and Jake was trying to avoid this guy, but this guy approaches him because Jake owes him $3,000, and so
what is Jake?
Because they did some gambling. Yeah,
betting.
But then while the guy was confronting Jake, Max jumps behind the guy and starts choking him.
Puts him in
sleep hold. You know, like we said, Max is a big dude. Like nobody could take this dude down. Because he's like just trying to protect Jake.
Because the dude is bigger than Jake. And then Max is bigger than the dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they leave the bar, and Jake is all drunk from leaving the bar.
And
Jake is driving.
Jake is driving a van with no windows.
The Raper van.
Through a suburban neighborhood drunk.
And he had to get out and
with a big black man.
Randomly on somebody else's lawn. And
the police show up. And immediately Jake's like, oh, man.
Now, right here, I thought that this was going to turn to a different kind of movie.
What you thought?
What you thought was gonna be?
I thought the police were gonna come and start fucking with Max, and then something was gonna happen. Max was gonna get shot or arrested or something. It's gonna become some other kind of movie now.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect to watch this movie. Instead, I was just watching it.
Jake was like, "Look, I got DUIs.
Of course, he has DUIs.
Can you take the rap?
That means he said DUIs. He said he already previously, as in past tense, multiple DUIs.
Driving while under the influence.
He can't.
Right.
And if he gets one more, he'll be in jail for like a year or something like that. So he's already in a really bad third strike. So Max takes the rap for him.
And gets arrested and goes and stays overnight in jail.
You know, like, how down you got to be like, all right, I'm going to take the rap.
I know, because I wouldn't have done that. I'd be like, tough titties, man. You're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to be in jail for a year. I ain't going to jail for him.
You ain't paid me rent. You ain't owe me money for rent.
Right.
Already. You know, it's like, you trouble.
Now I'm going to go to jail.
Okay, you driving while drunk, and you know, it's like, yeah, I pay for your lawyer, or I help you with a lawyer. I'll refer you to a lawyer.
Right.
You ain't going to put my name. You ain't going to put my name in the fact that I wasn't even driving, you know? And so, but that's not what happens. And so, yeah, that just shows how much that Max was like.
Right. You could tell he literally wants to be Jake's friend. I mean, I got the gist of him wanting to be Jake's friend when he was chokeholding that guy that Jake owed money to.
Which was the same. Yeah, same day.
A
few hours later. So, I mean, of course, after that, he was like, yeah, man, I take care of that. And he seems pretty reasonable, you know? He's like, I got you. I take care of things, you know? We'll do your thing. And so I think that, you know, he's just trying to be a responsible housemate, you know, or landlord.
Yeah.
So there was definitely clues that Max is a little uneasy. He's a little crazy.
Yeah, rewind this part. Okay. He sees this guy. So Max is hanging out with Jake and his daughter at like a breakfast spot, brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's this guy sitting over there smoking a cigarette and it was obviously bothering the girl.
Yeah, she starts coughing.
And then they, they leave at some point and then Max confronts the guy.
Did you say your smoke was bothering that little girl?
What is with you Americans and your cigarette smoke?
The accent.
You act as if you are so concerned about your health and yet you are a country of fat pigs. So now, you know what? Move along. You're bothering me.
Max is
beating him in the face with an ashtray.
Yeah, he's beating his ass. Everybody stares at him.
I call you back.
And then it switches, and then it's like real life. He doesn't actually do that.
He just walks away.
So,
but it's funny because that French accent, I bet that was that guy's idea.
That guy, he's just, that's his only scene. And I thought he was going to be a major character the way he started talking.
No.
Like, what is with you? Right. Because I was like, is he the villain of the movie?
That's what I think he made up. Right.
He had his whole story. He was like, if I'm going to be in this movie, I got to make my backstory. So I am a Frenchman who just moved to LA. And I like smoking
cigarettes. Assistant to the mob boss, apparently. That's what he felt like.
Yeah. So, yep, he was assistant to a mob boss. It's part of his backstory.
Right.
And he's been bringing in the different drugs and stuff like that. He works for the drug cartel. And he doesn't like Americans. And so he just had someone come up to him earlier, like one of his ex-wife.
This guy knows.
Was a fat American.
This guy knows Frenchie.
From the voice.
He definitely knows him.
So, well, anyway.
So Jake is supposed to go on a weekend outing with his quote unquote wife and daughter. To Palm Springs.
He wants to make it right. He seems like he wants to, like, you know.
Right, he's trying. He's like, you know, he's trying to do better. So that's why she's giving him another chance. but it's revealed that he's...
Well, the whole time he still looks like a complete sleaze.
Because he is.
Yeah.
Because he was going to play some bets and gamble while out there while they're doing stuff.
Of course.
And he was honest about it. He was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. You guys can do your pedicures and manicures and stuff. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go gamble so I can pay rent.
And she immediately, his lady, her name girlfriend. Is Paula.
Ex-girlfriend.
Paula, mother of his kid. Paula. Paula! Where you going, Paula? Paula!
Hey, Paula!
Come on, Paula!
Oh, my God, Paula!
Paula! Come on! Come on! So he couldn't go to Palm Springs.
What was that? Yeah, so he doesn't go to... He doesn't go
away. Yeah, he comes back home and he sees Max is in a pool with... He just sees the person's back turned. Long hair,
very soft.
And he turns as a dude. But, I knew it was a dude immediately, though. I was like, broad shoulders. Yeah. I ain't no woman, but you know they try to make it look like it was a woman. But he was kind of standing like a woman, though, because I got a little fooled at first. But this dude is very, very feminine, like the way he's standing. And When Jake sees, he jumps back from the, because he's looking through the blinds when he sees this. And then he hides back when he sees it's a dude.
And turns off the lights. Yeah. And stuff like that.
And Max, I think he sees this too. And so he kicks out his male friend. But it's basically revealed that Max is gay.
Yeah, he's on a date.
So did Max see Jake?
I think he did.
See, I'm confused. I don't. He was there. They kind of make him.
Well, the dude, the guy that's with him, says like, "Wait, the lights. Yeah, someone here." I remember him saying that.
And the lights turn off.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I know that guy.
That's when Max.
This commercial, the DoorDash commercial. Yeah, that black dude. I know him. He's done a voice for me.
They filmed it in your area. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's probably in Chicago. He's one of those Chicago actors. But yeah, he's.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, he did a couple of voices for me, for real. That's weird.
Okay. You gotta tell him you saw
his commercial. Yeah, I'll let him know. So, anywho.
What commercial?
Oh, goodness.
So the next day, Jake started acting funny around Max.
Oh,
immediately. He ain't his best friend anymore.
We've already established that this guy is extremely homophobic.
Because he mentioned the gay gene, afraid that his daughter would catch, because I think the aunt, her aunt is gay.
Oh, the wife's sister?
The wife's sister's gay.
Oh.
And so he was like, I don't want my daughter to get the gay gene. That was one thing that he was saying.
Wow.
Yep.
So, you know, he uses very homophobic words. So that's part of the thing. So, you know, immediately, if you watch this movie at the beginning, you know what he would think when he saw that.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have to say anything. So we knew exactly how
he's just distant.
He was being very, he was just being very distant. Very I'm not going to be around him anymore. And he's just like assuming. Man, like, you know, I don't want him to notice me at all, but I just got to do what I got to do.
Right, because Max is trying. You know, Max is trying to,
you know, connect.
Yeah, and Jake is just like giving the cold shoulder. Like, oh, yeah, I got a lot of work to do. Suddenly I'm busy. Yeah,
you want to hang out?
Right.
And you want to watch the game, you know? You want to, you know, I can put some ribeyes on the grill.
Like, yeah, Max is really trying.
You know, let's go hang out, you know?
I got some ribeyes.
Yeah. And it's obvious because he's on the phone with his friend. He's like, man, I thought that was a girl that was with him. We turned around, it was a dude, man. Oh, man, he's a gay dude, man. This gay dude. I don't know about hanging around this dude, man. I don't know, man.
He's gay, man.
Yep, that's him. Mm-hmm. And this is when it gets a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. And so that's the turning point.
Things took a turn. So this scene right here was so funny to me. So like Max was like, I need to go to the drugstore, but I need I had a few beers and I don't want to have no,
now I need some,
you know, I need somebody to drive because I can get my medicine. So he goes to get his medicine. And I feel like we should let Should we let people hear
this? I don't know. I was gonna censor it by saying something
this
else.
Part is so it's yeah, so bad.
Let's, okay, it's let's so, not let it appear. Yeah, so watch so at your own risk. But he, go ahead, censor it.
Okay, so Max tries to get on Jake's good side, and he's just talking about like, oh man, you saw that some of them gay people, those fabulous,
I think
those
he's testing
fabulous ageless guys. F A fabulous ageless. He just keeps saying fabulous ageless guys a lot.
Yeah,
and he keeps saying it a lot. And Jake's like, dude, I know what you're doing. Because he just,
do you think I saw you fabulous guys should go to hell or something? He said,
yeah, he was like, yeah, he was saying that. And, you know, that's when in there in the car, and that's when Jake is like, I know. I saw it. I saw your guy that you were, you know, at the pool. And so I thought you were, you know, I thought you had Stacy as a girl. I thought that was
your ex. Yeah, he said, like, Stacy was a dude.
I'm gay, man. Stacy was a dude. I ain't never tell you that I wouldn't, you know, like he never actually did say that he liked women.
Right, right. He just, yeah, he never said it.
He just inferred to just it. Said, so just assumed.
He's right. Like, he's not
Stacy
different.
I broke up with Stacy.
Yeah, and that's what he said. It's like, I'm the same.
Same
guy,
exact,
you know?
Person.
And so this was where it's like, okay, well, that right there, this is where I thought the movie was going to go
too.
In a direction right. That made
me
sense.
Me too.
So, right, wait. So to make it clear, y'all thought what was going to happen from
I
here?
I thought that it was just going to be Max. Now he came out to his friend, and Max is just a normal guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just was, you know, letting him know, and he's processing his feelings. Now that he let his friend know, you know, that Jake was going to be, you know, bigot, but then he's going to learn how to be.
Right. I thought so.
Have
right.
Some morals.
Grow as a character. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, okay, now Jake, right. You know, Jake was racist and a bigot at first. And now that he became friends with Max, it's like, hey, this is my friend. He's a black man. He's gay. I can become his friend. I know him as a person, so I don't have to be bigot anymore. And that was how he learned how to be a better person. That's why I thought the movie was going to go.
Yeah, me too. By the end of the movie,
so
he stands up for Max. He's like, you know what? I don't care what anyone says. Max is my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm, he may be a gay man, but he's my friend. That's why I thought it was going to go too.
Yeah, yeah,
he may be black. He may be gay. He's my friend.
Yep.
Well, I think he was already okay with Max being black. That didn't seem to, even
kinda.
He's Jake is one of those racists who don't know they're racist
because he has a Hispanic.
But he definitely know he don't Compton. Like.
Yeah, but he knows he's homophobic. Yeah. He's clear about that.
Yeah, he know that.
There's no hiding that.
Yep. So.
So.
But it doesn't go in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's going on in this scene here?
He's getting Justin Bieber tickets to go with, he wants to take his daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's yeah, like, yeah,
hey,
four.
Justin, you know, Max, I love Justin Bieber. I got four tickets for all of us, her and her friend, and we can go together, maybe hang out. And,
Max,
you know,
just shows up with these tickets.
Yep.
Yeah, he's trying.
But
he's trying.
He does. He talks to his therapist, and I think that's the part where he says that I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to process someone that I love that hates me. That's what he said.
Is Max talking to his
Max
therapist.
Talked to his therapist and said that.
And he uses the word love.
Love.
Yeah.
This is like, yep. So
now
that's where
you
it was
start
like,
to see which
that's where
direction
the
movie
were going.
Is actually.
Yeah.
So I was like, really? Really, y'all?
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
Y'all gonna make this gay black, this big
man,
gay black man.
I'm like, no.
The monster of this movie? Is that what y'all about to do now?
That's what they were gonna do. And yeah, that's the direction they started going in. So
we gotta get to the good parts.
Yeah. Let's get to it, man.
So to move this movie along, So Jake cancels out on Max with the Justin Bieber tickets, and the daughter don't even know this. And so, of course, she's mad at her dad about it. And her dad is like, well, Jake is like, you know, I don't want, you know, you being around Max because he's because he's gay. Because like, I don't know why he.
But he don't even tell her that she had Justin Bieber tickets.
Max tells them. Max tells them.
Oh yeah,
that's and right. That's how that's she right. finds out. So later, like the next hour that night, Jake finds Max in the pool. Like Max was like trying to kill himself. He's like in the pool trying to drown himself. He like took a lot of pills and he's like passed out. And he tells Jake. I mean, Jake goes and saves his life. Even though Jake is a horrible person, he ain't gonna let someone die. He's not that horrible. He's like, you know,
he's not a murderer. Right. He's not a murderer or a neglectful.
I'm
murderer.
Just kind of horrible. I'm not all the way horrible.
If it was me, if it was me,
oh goodness,
one less nigger. That's all that matters. Oh, that's all that matters.
Okay,
make America great again. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man.
We're only 40 minutes into this movie.
Yeah, there's a whole hour left. So
yeah, that's why I said moving along. But that's when Jake Jake saves Max. That's when Max admits that he's in love, that he's in love.
He tells Jake
this, and Jake's like, "Dude, I'm not gay. You can't." Yeah. So immediately Jake's like, "I gotta get out of here." So Jake gets promoted.
So he's gotta figure out how to pay. So he actually gets his life together.
Yeah. that was his motivation. Not his relationship with his with the family. It was this black dude trying to get me.
I gotta get out.
He literally pushes himself to become an executive in his organization, which he could have did at any point.
He pushed himself and
his became phone, executive, right. Got a promotion, got a raise. He's like, I got to pay back everything.
He got new clothes.
Got a new car.
Wearing a tie. Got everything.
Yeah, he doesn't have his weight van anymore. He's
making more money. Yeah. So he's doing everything he can so he can pay back everything.
So he can
get out of this black man, this gay black man's guest house. Because he's like, I cannot have this happen to me.
Right. He gonna have control over me and my booty if I don't hurry up and get promoted.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And that's what motivated him. That's what pushed
him. Yeah, so he gets the check or whatever to Max, because Max was holding on to his laptop or whatever. Yeah.
But Jake moves out to his friend's
Shank.
Couch.
Yeah, I was surprised he was able to move into Shank's house, because Shank's wife was like, not happy about that.
Right. Not this dude.
She's impressed with him. She sees that he's doing better. And, you know,
got him a like, Prius.
Life is going good for Jake now, because he deserves
it. He pushed himself. You know, he's making partner.
He deserves it,
man. He's finally, you know, he.
I mean, he's a straight white man. Of course he deserves it. About time. Oh, like goodness. I said, Jake's my favorite character.
Oh, my goodness.
In any movie.
So, but there is something that's happening continually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Max still trying. Yeah, he's like,
what's going
coming
on
by his
man?
Job?
Here's the thing. Okay, he's gay. All right. Why is he obsessed with that?
I feel like you in LA, you a strong man.
You should be able to find a quality gay person.
Jake is not a catch at all. Like
he's not a catch for anybody. He deserves to just be alone
and continue to buy his prostitutes. Like that's just
right.
That's about as good as he's gonna do.
But I do think that, because there was a point where he was like, you know, there's not a pill. He said there's not a pill for loneliness. So I do think that Max found a genuine bond, because they had similar stuff. They bonded over Kobe. You know,
they could have really just been friends.
That's what I thought too. That's what I'm saying. Like this movie, it had to go to the stereotypical route. Like, oh, gay man. This gay man fell in love with me. Because that's what a homophobic would think in the first place.
Right. I feel like a homophobic wrote this movie for it to be like the way it was.
Right.
Ain't no way in the world.
Like, because at this point in the movie, you also start to realize, wait a minute. Are they trying to make Jake the hero of this movie?
Yes.
Because are they trying to make me root for this motherfucker?
Which I did not.
Because I never did.
There was no point where I was like, man.
Plain and clear. I never rooted for Jake. At all. Never.
Not the slightest.
If anything, I rooted for Max.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, for real, Max is the better character between the two.
Once I found
honestly.
Out Max wasn't a pedophile, I'm like, you know what? I'm rooting for Max.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was
and
clear.
Then let's talk about his boss's boss, poor man's LA
Bob. Oh, my gosh, I know he is. I thought it was a Baldwin for real.
He's not a Baldwin?
No, that's not a Baldwin.
No.
I thought he was a Baldwin.
I'm Jack Baldwin.
You sure he's not a Baldwin?
I'm very sure.
Right.
I can look it up. Wow. But yeah, maybe he's a cousin.
He sounds like a Baldwin.
Dick Baldwin.
He's got to be one of the Baldwins.
Nope, he is not. That is dude.
It is. Daniel Baldwin.
Okay, never mind. Ankle my face.
Sounds like him. Looks like
him. Well, so he is a
Daniel Baldwin.
Okay, my bad.
He's on there on the guest house. Like when you look it up on Twitter.
Mr. Silver. Yeah. Daniel Baldwin. Okay, so he is one of the Baldwins.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I really didn't want that to be true.
He's just a lesser known Baldwin.
He just tried to be one of them.
Bald loose.
Hairy loose. Hairy loose.
Hair loose.
I'm Alex Hair loose. Alex, I'm Alex Hair loose.
But you can't afford
how many Baldwins are there though?
Alex Hair
loose. He's the oldest of the four.
So there's four of them. So Alec Baldwin, Billy Baldwin, who else?
William Billy Stephen.
Who's the oldest? Daniel?
Daniel is the oldest.
Okay.
Baldwin brothers.
And second oldest. Yeah, second oldest.
Four brothers. No, I thought Alec. Yeah, Alec
Daniel,
is the oldest.
Yeah, Alec, Daniel, William, Stephen.
Okay, Stephen Baldwin's the young. Okay. Okay, so Daniel's the one I didn't know much about. So.
I mean, you know?
Man, I did not want this. Mm-hmm. That was so fucking funny.
Well, so one of the Baldwin brothers is in this movie. He plays the boss's boss.
He's the boss's boss. Yeah. So anyway, we can still call him Alex.
He's an asshole.
Hair loose.
Both of them are assholes.
Everybody's an asshole. Everybody has a job.
Yeah. Well, his friend isn't though.
Yeah, because he's Mexican.
Shank.
And he's not a higher up. He's not a manager.
Yeah. Shank is normal. He's actually normal, which is wondering why are they friends? That's something I was often wondering.
Sometimes so your friends
he must have lost a bit.
He probably just likes and became I don't know. Maybe he just accept. I don't know. Some people are just friends with assholes, you know?
Yeah, that's
just the way it is.
He knows who he
is. Yeah, it's like I know how this guy
he
is.
Has somebody. What's his name?
Yeah.
Shank, yeah.
He's like somebody I know.
Just friends with another guy that is
because I could have been friends with Jake at a workplace. Jake is the kind of person I would know at
I'd
work.
I'd be cool with Jake.
Right, but not outside of work.
Friends.
We would not hang
out. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, what up, Jake? Hey, what up, Marcus?
Yeah,
what
I've met people like Jake. I have met people like
this
Jake.
Scene,
oh, my gosh. Scene, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
God.
So
yeah,
let's talk about what happens in this movie.
So, I mean, literally,
Max is you might have to play it, though, because this scene cracked me up. I was laughing out loud during the scene.
Max is stalking.
I know you were. I knew I wasn't supposed to.
but the sound effects.
The only thing that made me laugh was the sound effects that made me think immediately about Josh. I was laughing so hard.
So Jason, tell us what happened in the scene before you.
So Max is stalking Jake, taking pictures of him, kissing a trophy.
Yeah, Jake is kissing a trophy or whatever.
Trophy very
meanwhile,
erratically.
The dog is making
Roxy.
Roxy. Yeah.
Roxy.
And so
Roxy's looking at some peanut butter.
I'm gonna tell you about messing with that peanut butter.
So
trying to get at some peanut butter.
Max is angry, and
he just grabs the dog.
The way the dog hollered,
no dogs
man.
Was harmed.
It was like
dog.
That was like a person doing the voice.
Which is good. Which is good because no dogs were actually harmed in the film.
But Max literally punches his dog to death.
To death.
Who is able to do that? Now, this dog is not like a tiny little dog. This is like a regular sized dog. He punched this dog to death. And then he's burying his dog because he lost his temper.
That doesn't make any sense.
What you mean? Like why he did it or physically doesn't make sense?
Why was he even so annoyed? Like the dog wasn't making that much noise.
I don't think he was that annoyed with the dog.
He just took it out on the dog.
Was just the, right. He took it out on the dog. I'm saying
why was he annoyed anyway to get upset? Stop it, Roxy. Stop licking the peanut butter. Like why is that even a thing?
To be honest, that would annoy me too.
Yeah.
If I told my pet to stop fucking with something and it kept fucking with it, I would get annoyed too. That shit's fucking
Same. All I would have done my pet the same way.
That shit annoys the fuck out of you. After I done told you, because I got to keep getting up to come get you away. I think
he was in the middle. He was in the middle of like, you know, being upset lusting with after
stalking
the picture.
And lusting.
Yeah, right, right.
Just, you know, he had his lotion on the side.
I'm about to start stroking my damn dick. You know.
So it got him out the mood. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Right. And so he just got pissed. He was already pissed off. He was going to hate stroke himself. While he stalked Jake.
Yep.
And then the dog just was the last straw. He just took it out on the dog.
So Max goes to Jake's job while Jake is trying to be in a meeting. He just shows up and he's all loud about to get Jake fired, basically. But Jake confronts him and Max.
All embarrassed.
Right. And Max tells him, like, remember when you know, I took the rap for you for the DUI? Well, they're going back on me about that. They say I got to do some time and stuff. I can't go back to jail. Exactly. So he invites
talk about it.
Right. So Max invites Jake to come over so they can figure something out about him.
They can talk about the case.
Right, right. And so when Jake shows up to Max's place, Max is like, hey man, sit down, have some beers, man. Have a ribeye.
Got some ribeyes on the grill.
Right. It's always a ribeye. How many ribeyes?
Listen, if you want to have a body like Max, you need to eat ribeyes.
Eat
on the
nothing
grill.
But ribeyes.
That makes sense. That's the
and drink
beer.
And drink, no, that's not beer. That's beer, but he be drinking hard liquor and beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's obvious to me that Max is trying to trick Jake into hanging out with him. But also, don't something bad happens right here in the scene?
I feel like something bad happens here, but I can't quite remember.
I think he chokes Jake or something.
Something threatening.
Yeah, because Jake goes to the police after this scene.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, he does choke Jake.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he loses his
temper. And why does he do that?
He loses his temper. And then he shows him. He's like, that's how it's going to be like in jail.
Jake was trying to break it off.
Because what we failed to mention was that Jake wouldn't tell Max that he don't want to hang out with him. He lied to him, saying he was going to hang out with him. So he kept making excuses and said, oh, yeah, I'm busy. He just said, I got a lot of work stuff. And so, so at this point, Max figured out that Jake is lying. So, of course, Max put Jake in a chokehold and stuff. He's a big guy. So Jake goes to the police immediately because that's what you do.
But he's trying to figure out, he's like, I'm going to do a restraining order or something. I don't know what he wanted to do, but finds out that the DUI was taken care of.
Right.
And so,
That Max lied about it, obviously.
Drunkenness. So he's like, oh, goodness. So, okay, then. So now there's like, you know.
But he's trying to report.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Then,
Yo, so I missed this the first time I watched
really?
It. And I watched, like, I heard it happen, but I was looking away and I was like, oh, okay. And then this, like, when I saw it earlier, right before we started recording, when I saw the CG on that car explosion. So
Jake's car is caught on fire while he's at work, and he
Jake's
don't know.
Car
yeah.
is set. On
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, it's set. Burned yeah, it's burst. Chris, yeah, bro. It's really burnt to crisp. They tell him.
They call him outside to come look at the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty sure it was Max. I mean, who else? But you know,
yeah,
but nobody believes him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
oh yeah, this part. And so Max shows up at Jake's daughter's birthday party.
Yeah,
and
he was invited. He was invited before. So,
didn't Max attack Jake at first? Like he kind of did something to him at first, and then he goes into the house, and then Jake just randomly starts attacking Max when nobody else sees him do this. Yeah,
right.
So.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Jake is just being assaulting this guy from just randomly. So it's like, man, you know, what are you talking about? Like, you didn't see him punch me? You didn't I ain't see him.
I thought this movie was going to go that route where it's like, nobody believes him that Max is a terrible person. That's where I thought this movie was going at that point. Like, oh, okay, all these signs of Max clearly being a stalker and doing stuff to Jake, but nobody believes it.
I will say, this movie surprised me
a couple times.
A lot of
times.
That's what's cool about funny about this movie. It's like, oh, you think we're going that route?
That's what makes it interesting.
They just keep changing
it
up.
That's why we're talking about it, because it was not predictable. It did not get me to predict it in a bad way. Like, these are things that's like, okay, this is what makes a movie predictably. Sometimes I want a little bit of predictability.
just a little bit. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
so he looks all up right, leave. About Max, because he's like, because if Shank, his friend Shank, tells
his
him,
friend looks it up.
Yeah, he's like, have you Googled this guy yet? Have you looked him up yet? Like, no. And so he looked up and found all these missing cases, like
a simple Google search.
Right, it is
first and last name,
which
not that much,
which tripped me out because it was like it said that his partner Stacy. Disappeared, like burnt, died in a fire, and Max was suspected, but there's no evidence that Max did this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really?
I'm like, a black man? Come on, now.
Right? And so
this isn't real. That's when I knew this wasn't realistic.
Yeah. So then he goes. So Max goes to therapy.
This is based off a true story.
What, that a black man would be setting people on fire?
No. That a black man would be suspected and they wouldn't have caught him.
Oh, like, yeah.
He would be in jail.
Yeah, of course. Oh. It only worked for OJ, and that was it. Anyway.
So is this based off of OJ?
So Max goes and talks to his therapist, and while he's talking to his therapist, this part is so stupid.
That is so stupid. Oh, man. I wish this part did not have to happen.
So
this could have been cut out the movie.
So he talks to his therapist, and she's like, I don't want this to happen to Jake, what happened to Stacy. And she's like, wait, you said you had nothing to do with Stacy's death. And it's just zoomed in on him. And then suddenly Max is leaving.
The next thing see a dead body on the ground.
Right, because apparently Max threw his therapist
out the window. And just
wait. They
out.
Just
we just saw that scene.
Wait, go
you
back.
Didn't see that? This part, yes.
When I did this, Stacey, I just don't want that to happen.
Max, you said that you had nothing to do with Stacey's death.
And now so Max is leaving out. Really quickly.
Yep. He walks out the front door.
Call 911!
And he walks out and just looks at
why
the dead
body. Why'd I never
body.
See
it's,
that?
It's so quick. It was so quick. That's why.
You haven't seen that part? No. It could have been and should have been cut out. Because he apparently pushed his therapist out the window in broad daylight and walked out the front door.
Like, how crazy is this guy?
Walked out the front door. And no one, and looked right at the body and walked past the body, and nobody was like, hey, you, where you going?
Right, because everybody would gathered around. He's just walking by. All
ain't that your therapist?
I've never seen that bitch in my life.
And he's not a suspect of her murder? Like the last, you can actually
it's
look
cameras.
At
cameras. There will be cameras in the therapist's
can
office.
Look at all you have to do is look at her appointment book to see what time her appointments were. Okay, she had an appointment at 3:00. The last person that she was here, she died at 3:00. She died at 3:01. The last person that was there, he signed in. Because you go to a therapist's office, you actually got to sign in.
I think he showed up on a different day, though. I think that's the scene where he was like, he wasn't scheduled to be there. He just kind of showed up.
Well, that's the reason. That's the reason they wouldn't find him is because he showed up on a new day.
With forensics in 2016.
Even
2016, yeah. Forensics was hella advanced.
Yeah, so. But no, he's just driving around now. He's just a murderer. Now he killed a dog and his therapist. And he's been stalking Jake. And now he kidnaps the daughter.
Well, not really. He didn't really kidnap.
Yes, he does. He gets her in the car.
Well, he drives her. He doesn't kidnap her.
That right there is kidnapping. He get her in the car with a preconceived
notion. Well, he let her go. He let her. Yeah, he just gave her a ride.
He ended the kidnap.
Oh, Jason, it's not a kidnapping.
That's not kidnapping.
I agree with you. If a white girl gets in a black man's car, it's automatic kidnapping.
I'm just saying.
I thought it would be kidnapping.
He could have kidnapped her, but he didn't. He was just that whole scene was so he can tell her that Jake is gay. That's basically what Max was telling her to try, you know, because he's obsessed with Jake. So he's, you know.
I'm just saying that right there, you can be tried for that if you pick up.
Because he's a gay man and all gay people like all men. All gay men like every single man, no matter what they look like, because that's exactly
that's the moral of this. That's the moral of
Yo,
this movie.
This part was funny as hell. Yo, so he went and tried to intimidate Jake's friend.
Shank. He said he's from East LA.
Shank is from East LA. He is. I could tell he is.
And then he tried to flex on him, and then like he was like he wasn't intimidated. He was like. Yeah, show me then. He gave him a golf club because they were out on the golf course. Yeah. He was like swinging golf clubs, acting like he was going to hit him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like using his size and stuff, trying to intimidate
him.
Yeah,
he was. But
and like,
why do they call him Shank?
To punk him.
You know?
Right.
Why do they call you Shank?
Yeah, he ain't always been a golf salesman. You know?
This is the new one.
Yeah, he got reformed.
My nickname is Fuck Around and Find Out.
Right.
So, yeah, but we about to wrap up in the last.
Oh yeah, this scene. Oh my gosh. So Shank gets some
friends. This scene cracked me up. So, Shank got a bunch of goons to come attack Max, and they all gathered around.
It's like five of them too.
They got pipes, bottles, chains, and various street weaponry. And they all tried to attack him. And then he slowly, one by one, superhero beat all me. Their asses.
He straight does like
some Luke Cage.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
He just knocks out all of them.
Batman. He got trained
without
by Batman.
He beat them all one by one. They all waited one by one to attack him, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's a movie.
Because that's what really happened.
But they had weapons, and he was able.
And so real stupid. Like they'd have jumped his
they
ass. And
were they stupid, just sitting
ass.
In the car watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jake and Shank.
They was just wanted to make sure it got done.
They drove.
And then they turned around. It was funny because it reminded me of Jim Halpert and Michael Scott when Jim Halpert and
was it Dwight?
Dwight, when they were hiding in the car.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of, because he turned around and saw them in the car, and then they, like, ducked down in the car, like, man, he see y'all.
Yep.
And then he, like, busted out the window, went chasing after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they deserved that.
They did. Because, I mean, like, at this point, Jake is... Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to follow up with the stalkerness, so he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And Max defends himself, and so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Max at this point. I was rooting for Max at this point.
Still rooting for Max, even though he's the...
Well, the fight in that fight scene, yeah, I mean... Never rooting for Jake.
Fuck those guys. Fuck Jake.
Never rooting
for Jake. Well, yeah, I'm not rooting for Jake.
So how does this movie end? Because we about to
oh yeah, we in Act Three now.
Gotta be.
So the police figure out that they see the cameras that Max was the one to set fire to Jake's car, but also Jake gets
fired.
Jake also gets fired, or he gets demoted. Yeah, Jake gets demoted from his job.
No, he gets fired.
No, he gets demoted.
Because of bad appearances.
He gets...
Oh, he got demoted. He didn't lose his job completely.
Yeah, because the Baldwin brother, his boss, was like, "Not you know, he's like, I don't know about you, man." So he don't say nothing to Jake directly, but he tells the Jake's boss, like, you know, because Jake's boss said, yeah, old dude hated you.
Yeah. So he's demoted, you know. He tells the cops, like, hey, man, you know.
He tells Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me everything that happened.
But they couldn't. They say they know he's bad. They say they know that he's, you know, he definitely set your car on fire, but we can't find him because now he's out. Because
right, he's he took out all of our police.
He killed all of the police
because he's the Terminator. He's unstoppable. Wait,
how many people has this man killed?
I mean, he's only killed three.
Let's count the number of people he's killed.
He didn't kill the people that jumped him.
Who he?
Well, he killed Stacy. He killed the dog. He killed the therapist.
He killed the therapist. He killed
those three people right there. Three
cops,
living things, and I guess all.
We just never see him kill Stacy.
We know about it though.
Who's Camaro? I mean,
it had to be his. It had to be
Drop Top. Yeah, she's wealthy. What is she
doing? I know, right?
So, well,
she has a whole prostitution ring. That's why he knows all these hookers.
Oh my goodness. Wow, she's a pimp.
Hey, man, big business in LA. Yeah.
So yeah, they go away in the RV, and they, you know, and they. Why is she with him? Beck again?
Because he's afraid for his family, because he's like, Max is attacking, so he's like, I gotta get my family out of here. My family's not safe. If this dude is out in the run, he might go after, you know, Paula. So
back together?
No, they're not back together. He's just, he tells her what's going on. She knows that Max is dangerous, and so she comes with him, you know, trying to keep herself safe.
So that's why. Just, so how long are they going to live? They're just going to live in an RV?
Me nervous with
is that until, what it is?
Well, until Max is found, you know, where they can.
They just moved away in an RV. She's definitely.
No, they're just taking a trip because they don't tell the daughter. The daughter doesn't know because she's texting someone. Who is she texting?
Why is she texting? Who is she texting? She is texting.
Where is she?
But they sleep in the same bed, so.
Well, they were. They used to be together, so what else they going to do? There's not that much room. They're going to have separate rooms in an RV. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're doing it or nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they happen to slip.
It wouldn't be the time for that.
Be so
if
far,
it was. Yes.
Yeah, he was real haphazard with that gun pointing.
Oh, like yeah, she was all nervous.
I said, had it all pointed towards her.
So
yeah, Max.
Let's talk
is
about
driving
the
up there. Yeah, so they because they're in Arizona, Max, which is a little further,
all the way to Arizona,
which is about a good eight-hour drive from LA.
They drove all the way to Arizona,
and Max gets pulled over by a state trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "This is the only time in my life where I see a black man get pulled over by a white cop." I'm like, get him, white cop. This is the only time. I was like, why did this movie make me think that?
I mean, it looked like he was about to get arrested.
Yeah, I mean, well, and then I was really surprised when he actually got shot by the
cop. He did?
Yeah, and then the movie ended and it was
the
like
end. When will racism end? And it was a dedication for black cops, black people being killed by cops.
That's the whole point of the movie.
That's the point of this movie.
That was the entire point of the movie.
Oh man, that's what the wrong one did.
I know who wrong one show did that. This was abuse. This is about domestic abuse the whole time. Like, what?
If you know anybody, please call this number. If you know anybody,
this movie started off as a romantic comedy. What are you doing?
Oh, yep. This was a buddy movie, and it's right into a thriller.
You got to realize in the first 10 minutes of this movie, there's a montage of two people becoming best friends.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. this can't be based off of a true story. Ain't no way in the world.
If it's based off a true story, do you know for a fact a homophobic racist wrote this movie?
Mm.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And that was what they thought happened.
Yes. Oh, that's what they thought would happen when in real life. It didn't happen that way at all. The dude happened to be gay and didn't mind his own business. It was like, hey, man, I just want to be friends again. He probably called him one time. He called him one time and the guy was like, no, I can't be around him. And then he wrote this movie.
That's what this would have happened. If I didn't move out in time, this would have happened.
He would have obsessed with me, and then he would chase me down, and because he's gay, and he's in love with me.
He wouldn't pin me down and oil me down.
Oh man! So Max kills the cop that pulls him over, right? He just kills him.
Yes.
And then he finds the family because the daughter was texting Max.
Yes, the daughter was texting Max, and so
why
Jake goes crazy like, you just doomed his family. What did you do? He yells at her about it and stuff. I hate that Jake is right in this movie because Jake was right when he yelled at his daughter about it. And I was like, damn it, he's right though.
Yeah, she shouldn't have texted him. But, you know, this is so movie ends.
So, yeah, Max confronts Paula at a cliff.
She's running and she just happened to be next to the cliff.
She's lying to Max.
She was looking at the, you know, looking at the beautiful nature.
Yeah, she's just trying to.
Yeah, she's trying to. She's trying to distract Max and tell him like, "Hey, no, I'll stay out of your way. You and Jake could be together," because she's trying to save her own life. But Max don't believe her. He's like, "No, you're lying. You're lying to me." I don't know why he just leave her alone, but you know,
He wasn't even looking for her. It ain't nothing to do with her. Like, she wasn't even in the family. So he did even meet her.
I think he met. You know, he's at the party and stuff. Like,
she's taking
lying to me.
You're taking Jake away from me, like, because of you. Like,
yeah, Jake would. If it wasn't for you, Jake would come to me. Yeah, because at this point, Max is delusional.
Yeah,
right.
He thinks it doesn't make any sense. The writing for him is.
If you satisfy your man a little more, he wouldn't have to come to me. So,
wow, did he just push her with one hand
off the cliff?
With one hand,
one like, hand, just like, one of his giant black hands.
And she falls down.
And she fell down their family guy's
a mile long high cliff.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can see that her feet are like
bit the other way, all that stuff.
They're broken.
Like she fell down like, you know, Gamora on
Yes, she did. Yeah, she fell like Gamora did. Yep.
You know.
And Black Widow. Yeah. She's right next to them, right next to both of them.
Yeah, same distance.
And Peter Griffin.
So,
at the same time.
But yeah, some kind of way, I guess Jake finds Max and, you know, they fight and, you know, they go.
They have an epic fight.
Big
over
epic
the
fight scene.
Because, you know, even if you shot Max.
You always got to fight the
villain. Even if you shot Max, it will bounce off of him.
The bullets will bounce off. Yeah, because he's Luke Cage. He got Luke Cage.
Apparently. He's going to take the girl and raise her for himself.
He wants them both to be a family.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll just take the girl and be like, I'll be your father now.
Yeah. So he was raised the daughter because he cares about the daughter, you know?
Yeah. That's like the one person. I think that's the one person that he doesn't.
To harm her.
Right. He doesn't.
He gave her iPads and iPods and phones and stuff. But he.
Oh, yeah. They fight. They fight in the,
RV.
In the RV. Jake ain't got shit for Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Max beating it. Hey.
Yeah.
I forgot what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she stabs.
Daughter, she's beating the mess out of him.
Yeah, the daughter
stabs.
Wait. Rewind that fight, because you can just hear him beating the shit out of him.
You and this fucking parlor thing is going to be three of us. We're going to go to Mexico. You understand that?
Yeah, we're going to go to Mexico. Family.
You understand?
Damn. He punched him in the throat?
He punched him everywhere.
He punched him in the face and throat.
Yeah, he's just unstoppable.
He takes a...
Fucking love me.
He says, "Why don't you effing love me,
Sam?"
They did that PG-13 ass stab. Like that, it was really weird.
So yeah, he takes the fire extinguisher and beats him with it. So Jake is beating Max with a fire extinguisher. Because Max had the fire extinguisher at first.
And the way he's hitting him with the fire extinguisher, he should have been dead in like 2 minutes.
I know. He hits
smashing
him hard.
His head with the end of the fire extinguisher. His eyes gouging out.
And he's still alive enough with enough strength to still fight.
And the RV is rolling down the cliff, rolling down the hill or whatever.
While they're and fighting. Meanwhile, the girl is in the background.
Gushing out of his mouth. You know?
The girl's back there screaming like olive oil.
She is, yeah. Then they crash into a tree. That was that crash noise.
Yeah. So I was thinking the wife then fell down. The wife is dead. Max got beat up. Now Max is dead. And, you know, Jake's going to have to raise his daughter alone.
Right.
And the credits will play.
Yeah, that's
right
what
now.
I thought too.
Right.
That's what I thought too. And then Max starts coughing and starts to wake
up. And Jake's asking him, like, look, man. Where's Paula? Where's Paula?
Where's Paula playing?
Where's Paula?
Where's Paula? His acting right here. Where's Paula?
Honey, are you all right?
His voice is so annoying to me. Jake.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Pete Davis.
Yeah, I know.
Max.
Just close your eyes and think about Pete Davis.
Tell me, where's Paula, man?
I love you guys.
I know you do. So please tell me, where is she, man? Where's Paula?
Too Max. Bad you'll never know because Max is dead.
Max.
Right. Max is dead. Man.
But if you read the caption, you hear...
Right, because I was watching this on caption as well. When I was watching it, I was like, wait, what?
And she is walking. Not a scratch.
She's fine. She's just fine.
Two old guys found her.
Too old.
She's actually skipping over again.
She did a backflip.
Yeah. Right. So she is not harmed at all. It's like she fell off of a
ladder.
Not even a ladder.
Like
a
step ladder.
She stepped over her feet. You know, stubbed her toe on a staircase.
And the police
sprained my ankle just
right. Even
not that she fell off of a cliff. Like seriously, she died.
So the police show up and they go through the only entrance
of the RV.
There's only one entrance
of the RV.
So they walk in there.
And everybody's been standing out in front.
Everyone's there in front of the RV.
After
and
Max
the cops
died.
Go in, right? Because Max is knocked out. He couldn't barely move. He could barely speak. And the cops are like,
there's no one there. So maybe.
He never existed.
He never existed.
It was all Jake's imagination.
You know?
6 months later.
Maybe that's what it is. Because Jake is crazy. You know, like that's think about it. Like, that could be
Jake is crazy.
That could
he created a friend.
He created a friend
that he lived in the house of.
And it's definitely you know it could be like the Fight Club. You know, like he. Like,
oh yeah, it could be Fight Club. Yeah.
Every time you see Max, it's really Jake, and maybe Jake.
It's Jake wishing he was black
and gay.
Didn't realize.
And gay. Yeah.
Or he had another personality because that's what it was in Fight Club. He was two personalities.
That's exactly what it was. That's why he got kicked out in the first place because he was beating his wife. You know?
But for real, people.
That's not what happened.
Max is a real person.
He,
6 months later.
No. It is the same.
Max sent a postcard to Jake and Max is enjoying himself on a beach.
Man, that wig right there is hilarious.
It is so funny.
Because nobody will recognize this giant black man
in a fake
in a fake ass wig.
Little curly afro wig.
Man, that last shot, I hollered.
It's
out that
so
last
funny.
Shot. Yeah, he's still alive. He sent him a postcard. He's wearing wigs. He's out in Costa Rica somewhere.
Y'all.
And,
this
you know,
movie.
They just set it. They really set it up for part two.
Man.
Which I don't
but
want.
I do
not
never
want
do.
A part
no,
two.
No, I don't want.
No.
I don't want.
This is a one-time movie.
Man. man, y'all, this movie was not, this movie was bad. This is a bad movie.
Yes, this was a homophobic movie. This movie is for homophobics, just to confirm their homophobic, homophobia, whatever it is.
Homophobic racism. Like, how did it get?
That's racist? Why you shouldn't be friends with a gay black man. That's what the lesson of this movie was.
Pretty much what the lesson was of this movie. That's what the lesson was for this movie.
Jake was right. That's why I said I did not like that Jake was right. That shouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, they made Jake the fucking hero. And by the end of the movie, it's like, oh no, I should be concerned with Jake. I should be concerned for Jake. Like, no, I shouldn't. I actually didn't give a fuck what happened to anybody in this movie, including Max.
Yeah.
And on that note, who's your favorite character? Oh, favorite characters?
Man, Shank, you know.
Should probably go with least
wife.
Favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Shank's wife. Shank's my favorite.
She one that had the most sense in the movie. Shank's wife. She was like, why is this dude in my house? Get him out as soon as possible when Jake was moving in.
Oh man, I don't know. So, I mean, if I had to really like, I'm gonna say worst, you know, we gotta talk about worst characters. But if I had to
Shank
actually pick a best character,
friends with Jake, so that was like that's the thing. Like he lost.
I kind of want to say the daughter, maybe.
The daughter was stupid.
Maybe.
Wait,
maybe,
you say the daughter is what the worst?
No, best. Character? I'm going with best first. I'm like maybe the daughter, maybe the wife. I don't know, but they're not that great.
I'm telling you, because Paula, she was. That's the one.
She had one scene.
Exactly.
No, I know my favorite character. That French dude.
The French guy with the cigarette.
Yes,
smoke.
The French dude. Oh, yes, because he was a different movie.
Yeah, he was in a whole different movie.
And he stole his scene. That one scene he had, he stole the movie.
He owned his scene.
Yeah, he owned that one little scene.
He came to play.
Right.
Yeah, I like Shank, and I guess he would be number two, just because he was in a whole different movie. It was not the accent he was
right. They surprised him when the camera turned on. He said, "Okay, I'm just smoking, and that's it." He just confronts me on smoking. Okay, well, you Americans with your he improv that whole scene.
Like, you're fired. Let's keep this scene. Oh man,
you fat American pigs.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, he said all that.
Well, obviously, worst character is Jake.
Jake is bad. But the writing, the writing is the worst character. The fact that they made Max who he was, I don't, like, that was bad. Yeah. Like,
the writers of this movie is the worst character.
So, it's like, oh my goodness, this movie shouldn't have been made, and I'm glad.
Should have had a character growth for Jake. This movie was setting up, like, I mean, because the movie tells you that Jake is a bad person. It's not like the movie is siding with him.
Yeah, it says
at
the beginning.
First 3 minutes.
It lets you know that he's a horrible person.
Right, right.
Like, it lets you know that. And then it's like, by the end of the movie, it's like, he's still a horrible person.
But
he's probably going to be worse now.
Now,
if it's
6 months later,
character growth.
He's with the wife.
He got away with it.
I guess they got married because they're together in a family, you know, and he's...
Right. Now he feels rewarded for being
right.
saved.
Because they survived something together. He's like, now he can, every time he meets a gay dude, he's like, see, I have a right to be homophobic because every gay man is after me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, how arrogant and selfish do you think you are? Like, you think that some random gay dude is attracted to you, so obsessed with you, that he's going to murder everyone around you just to be with you. Why won't you love me? That was so stupid. Like, no.
Right.
No. There was nothing about Jake that was redeeming for anybody to want to be with him.
No.
So how are we rating this movie? What y'all ratings?
Man. It's a replay all day.
It's
replay.
Not a do-over. I don't need them to do it over.
Again.
I have watched this like two and a half times.
I will watch again because it's so bad. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, so bad. It's just so bad to watch again.
With, like,
but it's still a bad movie.
It's up there with
The
Room.
Recommend it. So just listen to us watch it and you don't have to waste
I
your
recommend
time.
It. Yeah, watch it. Just get upset. It.
Yeah. Understand.
No.
Understand.
It's still entertaining.
It is entertaining.
To me, it was entertaining. It was unpredictable.
My attention the whole time.
I put it this way.
It did.
Yeah, yes, it did. It's trash. It's a trash movie, but I enjoyed it. It's one of those trashes that I enjoyed.
So you it's give a it a trans yes. rating?
What's it? I don't know about guilty pleasure.
It's...
Every now and then, I like to wade through the trash.
When I'm trash.
I like to wake up with a really fat hooker every now and then.
What?
That's what this movie is the equivalent
to. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Yeah. It ended horrible. It could have been.
I don't want to see another one of this
movie. But hilarious.
I don't want to see those characters again, honestly. Yeah,
no. I don't care what happens to the daughter, what happens to anybody.
Nobody was redeeming. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, tell everybody where to follow you. Start with Mark.
You follow me at 7:30, spelled with the number 7 on all media. Pretty much all media, all social media, YouTube, and music streaming platforms.
Yep. SmileyJason_ on Instagram or SmileyJason.com, my website.
Check it out. And I'm Prop Josh on everything. And I also have a website, PropJosh.com. Mm. Prop Josh on TikTok. If TikTok stays around, we'll know.
Oh.
I don't know. They're talking about getting rid of it.
Oh, goodness.
But I'm also on YouTube and Instagram, all that fun stuff. So any...
Oh, yeah. Check out my new single, Flowers, too. It's everywhere. Yes. 7:30 Flowers. You can find it everywhere. All streaming platforms.
Oh.
Awesome. Thank you.
So any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's been picked up by some pretty cool people. Final thoughts. Stay out of the guest house. Get your own house.
I got some final thoughts. No, you don't. Get out of here, Billy Bob. You're not allowed to say any final thoughts.
Yeah, get the fuck out of it. Yeah, don't be a Jake.
At all.
There's no parts of a Jake that's okay.
Thank everybody for listening. You can email us at wwwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. That's wwwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. For questions, movie suggestions, corrections, personal reflections, beat selections, no, like seriously, if you got beats and you want to hear them play during a segment in the show, just send them over. We'll take a listen. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to upload every Thursday, and hey, maybe we'll hit you up with a couple of surprises. Who knows? Who cares? Hopefully you do. Either way, you know where we be at.